mantids have a fairly uniform history in terms of genetic development. The reptilians, of course, never came from this part of the universe at all. They are from a very, very different place. And when they arrived, they went through quite a lot of hybridization. They are fantastic geneticists. You cannot beat them. The reptilian group that I know of are amazing geneticists and have hybridized a great deal of things as part of putting their stamp on everything. And you would find that, for instance, there is a native form of reptilian in Earth, a native form of reptilian, which has absolutely nothing to do with the Draconis reptilians. It doesn't have anything to do with humans either, but it has nothing to do with it. But with the mantids, they will all at some point convene different groupings and at least have some form of agreement. So the reptilians are far more diverse, simply because the reptilians have grown up as different groups, very, very isolated and with their own agendas, whereas all the mantid groups have been different. They have all been part of a hive consciousness. We have to be careful here, because when we use the word hive consciousness, people immediately go into the idea that this is evil and bad, and it isn't. As humans, you have individual thoughts, but when you evolve, you will have a hive consciousness, because you will become telepathic. That's the point, because you will be your own internet. You know, Fred down the road painted his front door green. What paint did he use? I'll just ask him. Where did you get the paint from, Fred? Oh yeah, well, someone else then comes in. Do you know what? They're doing a special offer at B&Q. That's a hive consciousness. There's nothing evil about that. That's what you should be like. That's really, that you were like that when you first came here 500 million years ago.
Like
500 million years ago.
Like,
yes, and it's been taken from you.
No, I can't go accept it's being taken from us. We still have it. That's my belief system.
Your higher self contains your energy DNA.
Yes.
When we talk about your higher self, people say, go ask your higher self. Often when you ask somebody, what's your higher self, that's where they stop. They don't know. But they know it's the good. The higher self contains your DNA and an energetic force. This is part of the ascension program, is bringing this, reconnecting that back into you. That was taken from you. You didn't, of choice, give up the ability to lose telekinesis. You didn't, out of choice, give up the ability to lose the ability to be telepathic. That was taken from you so that your knowledge and awareness level came down so low, you were still intelligent enough to work, but not intelligent enough to throw off the problems. So this is what we're doing, hopefully, is reconnecting with who we truly should be and developing forward.
Well, it's getting close to lunchtime, but I think we've got time for a couple of connected questions.
Okay.
Especially if you've just mentioned ascension then.
Okay.
And the mantids are spending a lot of energy working with you and possibly with other humans.
Sure.
They seem to be allied to the human cause, or you know, the humans that are in this room.
Okay.
What is it that they want out of their relationships with humans? What are they going to get out of all this effort they're spending on you and others?
Not to be confused with self-ascension. The mantids realise, okay, there's a third dimension, we're going to the fourth. But unfortunately, there's quite a lot of different creatures in the fourth dimension, and it's bulging out now. It's very dense within the fourth, at the lower end, it's very heavy. And the mantids realised a long time ago that they were spiritually trapped. They weren't able to get out of the fourth dimension. Many creatures, when they are in a search or a quest for technology, forget who they are, forget what they are, and they just chase certain things. And when they look back, it's too late because they've lost what they really were. And that is the case in the fourth dimension. Humans are on the verge of advancing. And any creature, that has the consciousness to make a change and become more involved in love. I'm not going to use the word light. Become more involved in love can also benefit from this energy explosion. There is going to be the most massive force of energy release when the mass consciousness of humans rises up. Now, anything that's connected with that consciousness that is also of a loving disposition can actually be raised up as well. The Mantids realise that. The reptilians also realise it, but have not yet been able to throw away their prejudice and their history. So what would possibly happen is that the reptilians would be stuck while the humans actually overtake them. And that has been predicted for millions of years. Because this isn't the only planet that's... All planets go through this evolution. And it's, you know, it's this one's time now.
So and the reptilians won't be happy about that.
The reptilians want the status quo. That's why the elite governments are doing everything it can to dumb humans down, to prevent people becoming spiritual, to control the situation. So no, they don't want change, they want the status quo.
Because they're trying to hold, maintain their power?
Yes.
Pretty sure it's safe, isn't it?
Yes, but you see, you have to, well, you don't have to, but it's nice if you can, you don't have to agree with them, but you have to understand where they come from. If you come from a race that just literally travels from galaxy to galaxy, beating people, genetically altering them, and you're not good at creating, but you're good at stealing technologies. So you beat a race, you take its ideas, you go to another race, you beat it, you take its ideas. You become into that mindset. Also remember that mammals, that's what we largely are, evolve very easily and very quickly in return to external stimuli. Reptiles don't. So how many millions of years old is a snake? How many millions of years old is a gecko? And they consider themselves the pinnacle of evolution. You know, they consider humans smelly because we excrete, because we are mammals. They don't excrete in the same way. So they consider themselves better than humans. And when you start to produce a mindset that I am better than you, you begin to create this very dangerous ideology around yourself. And then it's very hard to challenge yourself and to change. Because they say, why should we change? Why should we change? We're at the top of the tree. Whereas my view is, when you evolve, you are learning. You are developing. So it's not a weakness to change, but to them it is a weakness. Think about the Industrial Revolution. I can't remember the name of the moth, but the moth was white. And so during the Industrial Revolution, all the smog and the crap coming out of the chimneys, everything was covered in black dust. The white moth stood out. The birds would come and see the white moths, peck them and eat them. Through natural selection, which is okay for animals, the black moth survived. And then with the clean-up process, as the towns and the cities got cleaner, the black moth started to show up. So they got picked off. And within the space of 150 years, it went white moth, black moth, white moth. Now that's phenomenal. If you're a creature that lives off-world and lives for 4,000 or 5,000 years, to watch the evolution of something on planet Earth in 150 years is fantastic. The reason that we deteriorate and we change is because of the radiation from the sun. That's what breaks down the human bodies. But if you have a body that does not break down, then it's absolutely wonderful to watch things change and evolve. Reptiles don't change and evolve, they think they're better. Okay.
Well, it's nearly 2 o'clock, and people are getting a bit restless, I think. So, I think we should...
Can I ask one more question? It's just that I don't understand what do the mountains look like. You know, I've got a rough idea of seeing the picture of the reptiles, but...
Do you want to say that one now?
I'll take it by saying that Selena said to me, no video presentation, but bring some bits and pieces. So I brought some of my books and my drawings on. I'm happy later on to show you the drawings and what the mantid looks like. So I've got some stuff to share.
Maybe pick that up. I'm sorry, yeah. One more quick one then.
Yeah, just basically it'll get lost if I don't ask it now if you go to what you've just said. With the mantids losing the ability to evolve based on the fact that we've gone down the technology route and not balanced that spiritual route.
Yeah.
For them to piggyback us and evolve on the back of our consciousness, is that not against universal principle? Because they should be restricted in some way from
it is. But the way that it works is that only a species that is supportive and has made that spiritual connection and wishes to change can be taken with it. Anything that tries to attach that is not of the same frequency as that evolving. Get left behind. So the game is for different races to redefine who they are, what they are, and what their values are, and whether they are prepared to change any views they have and accept where they went wrong in the past. And if they can do that and they can buy in and totally change and accept the new situation and understand what love is, because the mountains actually can understand what love is. I don't think the reptilians can, from what I've seen. Then they have a chance, because the universe, for want of a better word, won't say, I'll have this but I won't have that. What it'll say is they've made enough effort and will take them up. But if there's a group that says, we don't want to change, but we just want the free meal ticket, we want the ride up there, then the universe doesn't work like that, because it will say, your energy is so discordant to what I am working with, the pure love energy, you're so discordant that you're just a hitchhiker and we're not having you stay there. So the only ones that will come through are those that have made such a change that they are part of the new future. So it's a defence mechanism that you could call the source, God, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, what will happen to them
and the Rapidians? They will dwindle until they're no more. They will just not procreate.
That's kind of happened to them at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't
it? Yeah, they're very, very... There's only a few... I was asked by somebody how many left on the planet now, and I would say under 500. Literally. Right, okay.
Yeah, let's leave it there. So it's 2:00. We've got three quarters of an hour for everyone to have a bit of soup, bite to eat, and maybe formulate some more questions, which will start again at 2:45.
Thank you.
Thank you.